Hi, Phyllis here at 92.3 FM, and today we have a lovely lady. Her name is Jill. Jill is from the Living Bridge Community Doulas. Jill is a qualified end-of-life care doula who has worked in nursing, medical and health administration, music in aged care and disability sectors over the past 30 years. So that is quite a bit of experience. Jill offers multi-faith chaplaincy facilitation, pastoral care and secular spiritual well-being. Jill brings the qualities of balance and harmony into her professional end-of-life doula practice. So Jill, welcome, and thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy schedule to share with the listeners at 92.3 FM.
It's such a pleasure to be speaking with you, Phyllis, and thank you to 92.3 FM for the invitation. I have a wonderful opportunity to share with you a little bit about who we are and the services we offer. My hope today is to reframe the conversations around the meaning and value of holistic care and end-of-life care, especially in aged care, and how the legislation that was recently passed through Parliament means that understanding and making provision for each person's spirituality is no longer an optional extra. And equally importantly then, in discussing NDIS, even though at this stage it's not legislated, we must acknowledge the importance of spirituality in disability care. Holistic support provision through Living Bridge Community Doulas brings great opportunity to enable our clients to fulfill previously neglected life domains such as spirituality, the inner person, and of course end of life.
So Jill, what kind of supports do you actually offer?
We provide end of life care doula supports, holistic care support services, and that includes community access for daily living support. We offer professional counselling, social worker services, and pastoral and spiritual care.
So you virtually cover a whole range of this side of life.
Yes, we do. And those new standards that I was talking about before are reflected in the uniqueness and the quality of our services through an overarching pastoral and spiritual care framework, and that honours and supports with respect and grace the diverse range of human experience that encompass the ways in which we are all able to make sense of and find meaning in our lives, but more especially in our end-of-life care doula service. And you know, Phyllis, one of the services we offer as end-of-life care doulas is a particularly sensitive sitting vigil service, and that's for those dying persons who do not have a loved one to be with them in their final moment. And what that means is that no one needs to die alone.
That is a very scary thought and a very lonely thought for someone who just hasn't got any family. Even though we call it the lucky country, we still have people with no one actually around them. So that's so important. Jill, just what is an end-of-life doula?
Phyllis, an end-of-life doula, as defined by the Australian Doula College, which we are members of, is a non-medical role that provides support, options, and education, assisting the dying and those around them to have their end-of-life unfold in alignment with their wishes to preserve the quality of life, well-being and self-worth up to and beyond the end of life as we know it. So a doula is the informed companion, bringing comfort, support, compassion and assisting a person and their family in feeling safe and supported during this important transition.
So Jill, with your qualifications, and you've been in aged care, and so you would have seen and been there with people in their last moment. Is this one of the reasons why you have started doing this job?
Yes, it is, Phyllis. Just supporting my own family when my dad passed away, and also my colleague Alexandra. Alexandra's our social worker. Her mum and my dad passed away in the same week.
Oh, true.
And, you know, just caring for them and trying to care for them at home was difficult. We realised
afterwards when we were talking about things after they'd passed that we'd actually fallen into a gap. You know, there was a gap in services. And so it was something we spoke about for years and we agonised over it quite a bit. And now we've just decided, well, we're going to do something about it. So we found a training organisation and proceeded to just get our end-of-life care training. And here we are.
So can you explain to me exactly what the role of a doula is?
Well, the role of a doula is an ancient one and it has its meaning in the Greek language. So a doula then, Phyllis, in this light, means to listen and serve. A doula is a person of service, and from that understanding, we offer a holistic, very hands-on, compassionate service to the dying and those who love and care for them by providing true continuity of care.
So it goes back a long way. That's a wonderful explanation of it. Jill, death isn't just a medical matter. It's a deeply personal, family, cultural, community, emotional and spiritual event. And a lot of people experience a lot of different emotions, just the stress of that time. So can you just elaborate on that just for us, please?
Yes, Phyllis, you're right. And the end-of-life care services that we wrap around our clients looks different for each and every one of them. It's a little bit like nest building, and we can all relate to the little bird and how much care and attention it puts into creating a nest. And as end-of-life care doulas, we strive to create and maintain an environment that is safe and comfortable for all concerned, more especially for the dying. And you know, Phyllis, it really doesn't matter where that environment is, you know, whether it's in a highly medicalized setting such as a hospital, whether it's dying on country, whether at home or in an aged care facility or even in hospice, no matter what that location, there are constants. And those constants are the steps we as end-of-life care doulas take to help prepare a person and their loved ones for death.
Thank you, Jill. So keep listening because we're going to have Jill explain exactly what some of these services are. Have you ever heard of
an end-of-life care doula?
Living Wake. So these are just interesting things that we're going to find out more information later. So Jill, I often hear people say that they are overwhelmed and exhausted when it comes to caring for someone at the end of life. Can you just shed a little bit of light on that, please?
Yes, Phyllis, that's something that we often hear too, as people are overwhelmed and exhausted. Those two words, we hear it all the time. Dying in the 21st century is a story of paradox, Phyllis, because those who are dying are often immersed in overtreatments and futile interventions, while others, especially our Indigenous people and other marginalised members of our community, and of course the elderly, Phyllis, are left to face death with little to no services at all. And most families who are trying to navigate all that goes with caring for someone who they love who is dying are overwhelmed and exhausted. And so to this end, we're all called to make space, Phyllis, to create something new for those we love and for our wider community, to create something vital. And Living Bridge Community Doulas is not a service instead of palliative care. I must stress that, Phyllis. It's not a service instead of palliative care in hospitals or aged care facilities or hospice. It's a service because of it.
So really then, what you're saying, Jill, is that in that much of what we are talking about totally requires a shift in perspective.
Yes, that's true. And what we're talking about, what really matters at end of life, are the decisions people could make. Decisions they could make about the many end of life care choices they have, if only they knew about them. If only they had the support to understand what is available for them and for those they love at end of life.
And I just have a question for you. How many of you have considered, let alone spoken about, what will happen when you are dying? Have you thought about who's going to give you the care that you need? Well, I have Jill here with us from Living Bridge Community Doulas. Jill, what's the figures on the number of people dying in Australia?
Well, Phyllis, by 2066, research tells us that Australia is predicted to have 49.2 million people. So based on that, we're going to see over 430,000 deaths that year. And to put that in perspective, that's an increase in just over 154% from the number of deaths recorded in 2019. So figures like these are causing some people to ask, what are we going to do with all those dying people?
So that's a good question, Jill. So it actually begs another question.
Yes, and that other question, Phyllis, is how is that already overstretched, underfunded, under-resourced medical system going to cope? We only need to reflect on how COVID has already made that obvious to us. It's not going to cope. We don't have the doctors, the nurses, palliative care wards, we don't have the hospices and the facilities or the programs. We don't have the aged care workers or the places in nursing homes to cope with the numbers of dying people predicted in the next decades. Radical and innovative thinking is required, Phyllis, if we're going to cope and still deliver on the best possible end-of-life outcomes for the dying, their families and those who love them.
So, Jill, do you have some answers for people? Just to give them some assurance today that there are services out there that they can access?
Yes, Phyllis. Well, one of those answers is moving our dying and death practices back onto country, back into our homes with the skills and the guidance of expertise, guidance and expertise of end-of-life care doulas, supported and embraced by palliative care services and the services offered in our wider community.
So that is just people working together.
Yes,
as a community.
Yes, that's it. Compassionate communities is what we need.
Absolutely. Jill, what can we do to help our community die where and the way they want to?
Phyllis, the best thing we can do is to talk about it. Talking really matters. Failure to talk about and document a plan for death in advance is one of the most significant obstacles that we face. Having these conversations and making these plans is not easy, I know. And decision-making at the end of life is even more stressful. If there's been no previous discussion about treatment preferences, so that choices must be made in the pressure cooker environment of a hospital. And in light of this, then every adult, sick or healthy, needs to have their advanced care planning documented. Period. Full stop.
Jill's just going to explain to us why it's important to have an advanced care planning and what it's all about. So thank you, Jill.
Phyllis, documenting your advanced care plan is based on those fundamental principles of self-dignity and the avoidance of suffering, centred and very central to being respectful of and responsive to preferences, needs and values. Advanced care planning involves your choices and decision making and improves outcomes for you, for your loved ones, your supports and healthcare professionals, because they'll be aware of your preferences and can comply with your wishes. An advanced care plan should always be embedded as part of your routine care and work alongside you with your healthcare journey. Advanced care planning is an ongoing process and it can be reviewed as your circumstances change. Documenting your advanced care plan is about working together, and it's most beneficial and effective when all systems are working in tandem.
So, Jill, how does that work for us in Queensland, especially in North Queensland?
Phyllis, in Queensland, an advanced care planning document is called Advanced Health Directive, and it's the legal document in Queensland that will allow you to give direction about your future health care and end-of-life care choices. And this document comes into effect when you no longer have capacity to make your own health care and end-of-life care decisions, whether that's in the short term or the long term.
So who can actually help me make my plan?
You can, if you desire, with the support from Living Bridge Community Doulas, have your advanced health directive documented and uploaded to MyGov, My Health Record, and also to the Queensland Health Electronic Record System, both of which then become available to you and your treating medical team 24/7.
So you can actually help someone if they haven't got a computer, you could actually help fill it all out and upload it with them.
Yes, we can.
Because when you are getting on in years and that, you know, if your family just can't be there at that time, you need help.
You do.
So, Jill, our hope today is to activate conversations and curiosity to encourage deaf literacy by providing space, just giving people space to talk about end-of-life plans that are consistent with their values and wishes.
Yes, because a choice over who will be present, where you will die, and what services you get really matters, Phyllis. It really does.
Well, we all know that it matters when your family and especially a loved one. And even in communities, Jill, people, you know, when people die, it's felt right throughout the whole community.
It is.
So this is so important.
It is. And if we know ahead of time what you would like, it just takes the stress out of it.
Yes. Because who likes paperwork?
None of us.
That's what we have. That's why we have you, Jill, so you can do it for us. Thank you so much, Jill, for explaining that. And we're talking about the end-of-life care planning. So, Jill, just where do we start?
Phyllis, when it comes to end-of-life care, like we were saying before, talking really matters. And we know these conversations don't come easily. And one of the main reasons people avoid talking about their end-of-life wishes and documenting them is that they simply don't know how or where to start. So sharing your wishes for your end-of-life care can bring you closer to those people you love. Making these choices while you have an opportunity, completing and lodging an advanced health directive with the support of an end-of-life care doula in an informed, calm and considered way is the best gift that you can give to yourself and those who love you.
Thank you, Jill. So I would encourage you to consider making end-of-life care choices now while you have the opportunity.
Yes, I encourage you to recalibrate your expectation of what a good death can be and to reimagine the grief and bereavement outcomes that follow a good death.
So to help set you on the path to a good death while you are living well for yourself and for those you love, we encourage you to be curious.
Yes, be curious, Phyllis, and we have a lot of information on our website. So if you just pop onto our website and have a look at what we've got on offer there, talk about this with your family and your loved ones, talk about what matters to you, and then if you like, you can book a complimentary consultation with us and find out more about the many end-of-life care choices you have. Come and talk to us and how you can prepare for a good death while you are living well, while you still have the opportunity to do so.
Hi, Phyllis here at 92.3 FM again, and we're just having a wonderful time with Jill from Living Bridge Community Doulas, where you can find out about what happens when you are going to die and steps that can be taken to help that be a very smooth process and a loving time for each and every person concerned. So each and every one of you listening to this now with the right support are capable of caring for each other in death as you do in life. So Jill, if someone has a loved one who is not able to make their own choices because of dementia or disability or an acquired brain injury, and the list goes on today, so what happens in those circumstances if they do have a loved one like that?
Well, Phyllis, there are special provisions in place for those kind of situations. Now, we can help you with that. So come and talk to us here at Living Bridge Community Doulas, and we can support you through supporting someone you love who's unable to make their own choice and unable to make their own end-of-life care plan. And what's inspiring, Phyllis, is knowing that with the right support, dying can go right. It fundamentally changes what it means to grieve. Phyllis, on a more joyful note, if you're preparing for a good death, why don't you consider a living wake?
So what is a living wake, Jill?
Well, Phyllis, a living wake is your party of your lifetime. And it's an opportunity to celebrate your life. It's a wonderful time to gather loved ones and friends. It can be a pretty little tea party, or even a chance for the grandkids to draw love messages on your coffin. Or it can even be an a la carte Moonlit River Cruise. And it differs from a funeral, Phyllis, in that we're here to help you prepare for your final hurrah while you're still around to enjoy it. You'll be so glad you did.
Do you know that if you have an NDIS plan or a home care package with My Aged Care, that you can utilise your funding to engage Living Bridge community doulas to support you? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So if you'd like some support and some advice around end-of-life care planning, or if you'd like to die at home, if you need support to document an advanced healthcare directive, or if you would like to access our holistic care services, if you need a social worker, or if you'd just like information sessions for workplaces or community groups, we can do that for you.
That's wonderful, Jill. So can you just give people a contact number?
Contact is 0432 441 997, or you can hop onto our website if you like and have a look, and you'll see there a contact button. You can just hit that contact button and send us a little message and we'll get right back to you.
So what is that website?
The website is Living Bridge Community Doulas.
Thank you, Jill. I've really enjoyed talking with you about this because my husband came very close to dying and I had to do an advanced healthcare plan. So I just know, and when I was working with people with disabilities, it was an important thing that they could go and do with their families at the time. But we didn't actually have any parties like that, so that would be just lovely to be able to share that with people now, is what they can do.
Oh, yes, I'm going to have a little tea party, I think, Phyllis, and bring out all the china that I've never used.
And all the little cupcakes.
Oh, the cupcakes. Absolutely. You've got to have cupcakes.
That's wonderful. So thank you, Jill. You've been listening to 92.3 FM, your local Christian community station, caring for our community together.
You can just simply Google LBC Doulas and you'll find us.
That's LCB Doulas.
Yes.
Thank you, Jill. So you're listening to 92.3 FM. So take care and make an end-of-life care plan. Thank you, Jill. So if people want to contact you, can you just give them your phone number, please?
You can contact us on 0432 441 997.
So you're listening to 92.3 FM, where you'll get the real facts of meaning in life.
92.3 FM is a community-run, based and supported radio station that could not exist without the generous donations of time and financial resources from volunteers, members, businesses and members of the community. A part of this is those community members that support us through a charitable bequest donation. It is an extraordinary act of generosity and a way for you to make a continuing difference beyond your lifetime. This is a donation written into your will and provides ongoing support for the station to support community and create community. If you would like to talk to someone, please contact us on 0459 861 284 or email admin@923.com.au. This legacy donation will be very appreciated.